the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Cam!
Hello!
How are you?
Oh, Cam. Great.
How look, are you guys? I even put a record on, especially for you.
I know, and there it was, spinning as I walked in.
I know.
Did we you feel just... at home?
I did. I just felt right at home.
Ophir, we were just talking about that famous compilation. I feel it's famed now.
Yeah, I think it's famed.
It's bigger than the both of us, and we just spun Auckland Tonight by the Androids off.
The sleeve has seen better days.
The sleeve has seen far better days. And I played that song in tribute of everyone going to awesome live music this weekend.
Aww. Oh yeah.
And also picking up records this weekend.
Oh yeah, coming in and grabbing some wax at Southbound Records.
Yeah, boy.
It's release day today. Mm-hmm. Always a great day to go record hunting, or throughout the weekend if you want to check out the new records. We brought in some great ones today. The first one, The Mountain Goats, Through This Fire, across from Peter Balkan, which is their 23rd record since like 1994 was their first record.
So prolific.
They've released a good couple, and you know, they're honing in their craft. This one though, they have structured as kind of a musical, like a musical theater kind of narrative, which is quite
cool.
They've definitely done a lot of the narrative kind of storytelling in their music in the past, because they do a lot of the kind of like alternative indie folk pop kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But this one, they just kind of leaned straight into it and were like, let's go full-fledged musical vibes, which works really, really well, because they already kind of have the lyricism locked in and the storytelling part. So what a perfect little little marriage there. And also has some writing and some backing vocals on there from Lin-Manuel Miranda.
So
Mr. Musical himself. So yeah, a really great pickup on Ocean Blue Vinyl. The musical kind
Millie
of
likes
is
her
about
Ocean Blue Vinyl.
Yeah, Millie's into the colors. It kind of covers like some fishermen who get stranded on an island.
Oh
so
my gosh,
it's a fun
Wilson.
It's a fun story. Yeah.
So it's a fishing
story. I couldn't help myself.
Oh, that's a beautiful record.
It's a beautiful record given the context.
Given
of
the context,
tracks.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you're a fan of the Mountain Goats or a fan of the musicals, check this one out.
I do really like a sort of concept album that's got a bit of a running narrative through the thing. I think it's a good one to have on vinyl
it hooks
as well.
You, in.
You can like
you
yeah, put
the
record the
whole
on
thing.
And listen to it the whole way through.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Some of the first vinyls I picked up were musicals, secondhand.
Oh really?
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
You gotta pull them through. I think I have Phantom of the Opera at one point.
Maybe awesome. A Cats or something.
Yeah, I think so. Definitely something like that. Let's have a listen. This is Cold at Night from the Mountain Goats.
Let yourself go in the current. Only rise and fall as the angles allow. Finally make a break for the surface. Breathe in the sweet air of the here and now. Wake up in the arms of the earth. Fully present at the second birth. Well, the first thing you learn is how strong you can be if you have to. And the next thing you learn is how cold it can get at night. Let the waves break where they have to break. Let the people make ready to approach the throne. Gonna stumble along the way. One is gonna go up alone. Fire scattering on a distant peak. Let me get some sleep before I speak. Well, the first thing you learn is how far you can go with no gas in the tank. And the next thing you learn is how cold it can get at night. Lightly roll. But this much I know. First thing you learn will be the last thing to go. Sharpen sticks and stab at the tide pools. Pitch a camp
as close as we can to shore. Nobody thought to carry a compass. It's not the 19th century anymore. On the third day you said you felt sick. I could hear the clock tick. Well, the first thing you learn is that there's always a clock ticking somewhere. And the next thing you learn is how cold it can get at night. Well, the first thing you learn is how strong you can be if you have to. So strong.
Bit of fun.
There he is.
Honestly, it's kind of amazing. Like,
yeah.
They've kept that kind of like 90s edge to it, but it's also a musical.
Yeah, well, I feel like if you're into like Neutral Milk Hotel or like The Decemberists or something like that, you're still gonna love this, even if you're not a huge fan of musicals.
Mm.
But again, it's kind of like, it's like a faux musical. It's not actually like a thing right now that's being created. It's just kind of like their idea of a musical and a concept album. So yeah, if you're
fun.
A fan of that,
you can just make it up in your head, listeners.
Exactly.
Pick it up.
Think
and
about
then,
what it might look like. Maybe we'll get a movie adaptation of it at some point.
Or you could put the musical on yourself in the lounge.
Yes.
That's
oh
awesome.
My gosh.
Sing
get
it out.
The
like
kids
a
involved.
Rocky Horror Shadow Cast situation.
Yes.
I feel like surely when you've done 23 albums, it's time to make a movie.
Surely.
Yeah, surely.
Somebody tell Mountain Goats.
The Mountain Goats movie adaptation. The next one we've got, also someone with a huge discography, Madlib.
Mm-hmm.
Under the Beat Conductor alias on this one. This record originally came out in like 2008, and it's released on BBE. And it is really cool because it kind of sounds like a radio show.
Mm.
Like it's mixed, and it feels like you're listening to a show or like a curated playlist, and it's just got like so many cool features. It's very sample heavy in Madlib fashion. Just a lot of texture, especially the track that we've got, which is called Blindfold Test Number 10 with J-Rock. It's just kind of like very, yeah, sample heavy, texture heavy, kind of classic.
Anything Madlib is just like gold.
Yeah,
eh?
He's always just, you know, he's on his production. He knows what he's doing, and it's a lot of fun to listen to.
Yes, so and great to have something that sounds like radio for when those bloody female breakfast hosts on Bare Feet get so fucking annoying. Like, and you need to put something else on.
Need to tune out.
Good to have something, an alternative in the kitty.
Babyfather also did an album that was, I can't remember if he did it under Babyfather or alias, but it was set on like a pirate radio station.
Mm.
So like a whole lot of the tracks are only 14 or so seconds.
Yeah.
Kind of him being like,
yeah.
In the background,
well,
all crackly.
I think this album was kind of birthed out of Madlib's love for pirate radio.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a tribute to that. And
gorgeous.
Yeah, kind of similar thing. There's like a lot of, actually this song has a lot of that kind of, you know, chatter and static and things like that. And I kind of didn't know if it would be too confusing to play on radio, but we're going to do it.
Well, we're going
to
do it anyway.
Let's do it. Here it is. This is Blindfold Test Number 10. He Don't Play, Madlib, featuring J-Rock.
Follow me. Yeah, all right. All right. All right. Ladies and gentlemen.
The niggas like, what the fuck is this? Damn, look at this. What kind of luck is this? Madlib.
He's dangerous. He's a daredevil.
J-Rock.
He's rough. He's rugged.
Take him out.
J-Rock. Definitely the best thing that's happening. Definitely the best thing that's happening.
Damn, what it is. Damn, it's been looking at his mouth over the night. Damn, in a great ass crowd. Niggas, hunkies, Mexicans, all kind of motherfuckers.
Yo, put it this way, we two goddamn bad influence motherfuckers.
I'm not.
Don't do shit like us. Don't try the shit at home.
You don't fake on Easy, man, because that guy, man, I see him do some beats, bro. You hear the bass, man, the back guy come out with me.
So don't front and say you ain't with it. It's
a game, but he don't play. It's a game, but he don't play. He don't play.
I'm the original.
Rock.
Taking out any punk ass suckers.
He don't play.
And if you start some shit, your ass had better run. And if you start some shit, your ass had better run.
Niggas is bad, but we's a bit better.
Watch this old man a tremble. Watch this old man a pray. Watch this old man a tremble. Watch this old man a pray.
Didn't listen for a while to the funky stats.
Oh, that's so good.
I like this. Just classic beats, eh? Like, so good to have on wax. A bit of Mad Lib in your collection.
Yeah. And again, a lot going on, you know? But in, like, the best way. You're getting layers. Mm. It's not just track after track.
And Mad Lib, wow.
Yeah.
it just keeps going.
Mad Lib always has that thing of, like, the production is so intricate and layered and such a feast for your ears, but never feels overwhelming too much.
Exactly. It's never too heavy. And I think a track like that is a perfect example of kind of what vibe you're getting throughout that album.
These are some highbrow picks today, Cam.
Highbrow picks.
These are some, like, real, like, you got to use your head for this.
Oh, yeah, crate digging today. The last one we've got today is Die Spits. This album is their debut on Third Man Records, Jack White's label. And it is a really, really incredible punk, grunge, indie rock record from some gals from Texas.
Awesome!
This one released this year, and it's here on Wax, finally. So
I like this cover a lot.
It's really, really cool.
It's very Dali. Whoa.
Very cool.
And the back is crazy too.
Yes.
The back is crazier.
Someone getting eaten.
It's giving Satin DeVales' son the painting.
Okay.
Look that one up.
niche reference.
You're getting too highbrow for us now, Mel.
Sorry, I've been influenced.
But yeah, they've released a couple of EPs in the past and they were all really well received. They toured with Emil and the Sniffers a couple of years ago. If you're into them, might be into these guys as well. And here it is. It's their first album.
Their first album. You can, when they really blow up, you can say that you bought their first album on Wax.
You can. Something to Consume is the name of the album.
Ooh,
well, there you go.
Let's give it a listen. We're going to listen to pop punk anthem. Sorry for the delay in parentheses. Love that title. It's giving Heavenly Pop Hit as a title. So satirical.
Awesome. Thank you so much,
Cam.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Southbound. Get out there and buy some wax this weekend at the whānau.
Thank you.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.